Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Losing Your Marbles. This file will confuse you and possibly overload you with a certain idea, one that is known to some of you already. You could imagine that all your thoughts, all your ideas, all the things that you have inside your mind is represented by marbles. All kinds of different marbles, each of them a slightly different color or decoration inside. Some of them very simple, while others are very complex and beautiful. And of course, you could imagine that you have more than one of these. In fact, your mind is usually full of all these different concepts and ideas, even some things like memories and things that you might have to remember for later. As such, you might realize that your mind represents quite a large pile of marbles. And if you were to try and hold on to those with your hands, it would be difficult. They'd begin to slip away. Could you imagine that, trying to hold on to all your thoughts and ideas and memories linked to the current moment, all just with your hands? As each of them slips away, bouncing a little bit further from your mind, you might begin to notice that it makes you scatterbrained, distracted, because as you do your best to hold on to all those marbles, you can't help but notice them slip away as you feel one after the other just bouncing off or falling out of your hands and rolling somewhere on the floor. You might grab after it, moving your hands as quickly as you can without spilling any of the others, but of course as soon as you try to hold on to one, you lose another, and as you hold on to the other, you lose another one. For every one you catch, there will be two lost, maybe, possibly. It's difficult to keep count of them all, and at some point you barely have anything in your hands anymore. You're just grasping for those last marbles. As you keep following my words, you might notice that your hands are tingling with the effort of trying to hold on to all of your marbles, all of your thoughts, ideas, until everything piece by piece slips away and you might be holding the last between your fingertips. One last thought, one final thing. Or perhaps you still have a few. As you pay attention more and more, you slowly gather a few more. But it's difficult to keep your focus. It's quite hard to not drop them, because you're tired, frustrated, and it's just not nice to feel them slip away over and over again. They're just so smooth and round. They bounce off each other, and the more you try to hold on to many, the more they slip away from your grasp. Your thoughts and ideas more and more slipping away, bouncing around on the floor until there's nothing left. And perhaps it's easier that way. If you relax and just stop trying, let go and let your hands drop down as the final marble bounces away into a direction that is no longer relevant. You notice a sweet, beautiful calm in your mind. There's no need for anything anymore. All there is just a blissful blankness that blankets your mind. A nice, sweet feeling of nothingness that spreads further and further through your body. It becomes a soft glow of nothingness, a gentle flow. And what you don't know is that everything that you had in your mind before is kept safe somewhere else right now. Once it is time to wake again, it'll all return easily and comfortably. You might even notice yourself having better focus and feeling more cohesive with your thoughts. But for now, it's all blank. Beautifully, wonderfully blank, and a feeling that you can easily retrieve should you need to. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can remain in this blissful blank state. Otherwise, you'll simply awaken like I told you. And you can remember the struggle and the relief as you let go and simply enjoy the blankness of your mind.